Welcome to another podcast of Katrina's. Thank you all for joining and tuning in again. I wanted to have another discussion with you all, and I had a topic that I wanted to discuss. I had saw on the internet the other day that had a question. Do you withhold sex from your significant other to prove a point or to make a point? And my question is, yes. Yes, I do withheld sex to prove a point or to make a point, to get my point across. The reason why I do it is because most of the time I'm mad. Like, for instance, let's say my significant other pisses me off or something, and then he'll turn right around a day or two later and be ready to fuck. And I'm like, hell no, motherfucker, I'm still mad about the little argument that we had 2 days ago or last night. Like, I'm the type of person where I don't need sex. I'm selfish. If a motherfucker pissed me off, I'm still gonna be pissed off. It's gonna take me a minute to not be pissed off again. And this is my thing, that if you know I'm pissed off, why come to me and ask me for sex? Why not take me out to eat or go buy me something nice? You know, get something that'll lead up to sex. Don't just assume that, oh, we gonna fuck and we fighting, we fucking. No, not with me. I'm damn near 30 years old. That shit getting played out. I tried that shit years ago. We arguing and I'm giving this nigga sex and stuff and think it's gonna fix the relationship. Hell fucking no, it don't. I remember I went a whole week straight sucking this man's dick, sucking my husband's dick for a whole week, because I saw somewhere online saying to keep your man happy and to keep the arguments down, suck his dick every day. So that's what I did every day. Like, literally every day, sucked his dick. When he woke up, I was sucking his dick. When he came home, I sucked his dick. After he got through eating, I sucked his dick. Before he went to bed, I sucked his dick. Every day I did it for the whole week, because I'm thinking in my mind, hey, you know, it's going to get better. You know, hell fucking no, it didn't. It actually got fucking worse. And for that whole, after I did that for that whole week, I felt like a fucking fool. Why am I letting this nigga get the benefit of the doubt? And then this nigga get his dick sucked there all for the whole week, and I still ain't been benefiting from it or nothing, or getting the reaps of sowing the roots of that later or none of that. I'm not getting any type of nothing from it. Well, it should have been the other way around. This nigga should have been eating my pussy every day for the past week. You know what I'm saying? Because shit, it don't do nothing. It don't do nothing. So I withhold sex. Shit, fuck it. It don't do nothing when I give him none. It don't change the fact that, okay, we still had this argument last night.
In a quarter mile, turn right onto the US 63 South ramp.
All it's doing is, you know, it's just saying, okay, you know, I'm rewarding you for how the fuck you treated me. Or I'm rewarding you for when you cussed me out and called me out my name and shit. No. I stopped giving motherfuckers sex about shit months ago.
Turn right onto the US 63 South ramp.
Because the shit is like irrelevant to me. I'm sorry y'all if y'all hit that on the phone. I'm driving while I'm trying to have a discussion because I just saw it.
Continue on US 63 South for 4 miles.
And I'm like, that's crazy, you know. That's how some people think. Like, you know, okay. We arguing and stuff and this and that. I'm just gonna give him something that's gonna get better. Hell the fuck no, it don't get better. To me, it's like it get worse. It's like I get a nigga some pussy, it's like he doing something else to get on my motherfucking nerve. So no, I don't. I don't try to teach him a lesson or nothing, but I just, shit, I'm getting to the age now where a lot of shit turns me off. Fuck it, I'm gonna be honest. A lot of shit turns me off. And if you ain't trying to please me or something, I'm not trying to please you. Like I said, that's the shit that I'm on. Hell no. I feel like you gotta earn my sex. You gotta earn my pussy. I feel like my pussy too good to get just killed. I don't give a fuck if you my husband or not. I just can't, shit, do something for it. You know? Take me out. Take me out to eat. Or let's go somewhere. Shit, we ain't even gotta go nowhere. It's the point of just spending time with you. But hell no, you don't even wanna do that. And in return, I don't wanna give you no pussy. So please, you all, if you got any questions or comments or concerns about my topic of what I said and how I felt, please let me know. Let me know.